ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Yes, that's right. It's just gone past 9 a.m, so it's time for my favourite segment of the week. It is Peps Picks. Good morning, Mr. Pepperell.
Morena. Hello, Liam.
How are you?
Thou art. Thou art fairly decent.
Oh, half good.
Half a cup into a coffee, piece of biscotti in my system, bit of water.
Lovely. Good. I mean, water's always important.
Nice cool breeze. It's feeling like there's a stillness in the air.
And gotta ask,
feels like I'm at the beginning of a journey.
Oh, the beginning.
But you can ask. You can ask.
No, go.
It feels like I'm at the beginning of a journey. You know, it feels like I'm about to climb. I'm going to retrace the steps that Maui took, climbing the 12 stairs of heaven. You know, Potama. Feels like I'm about to go through these 12 realms.
Right.
Do you feel that way? Nearly constantly. Liam is always on. You know, at the beginning of the best adventures, they say one of the narrative devices is the hero crosses water.
Right. Well, yes, it's been
now,
used
did
a lot.
You or did you not, now, did you or did you not cross water when you went to Europe for the first time?
I mean, I did. I was very far away from the water, but yes, technically I did.
You flew over the water.
Exactly. That's crossing, huh?
You crossed the water. Journeys, travelling realms. We are talking about Tupiki, which is the new album released through the Audio Foundation label. Audio Foundation is an experimental music organisation founded in Auckland with divisions around the country. They've got a centre in Auckland, a bunker. Have you ever been to the Audio Foundation bunker in Auckland, Liam?
No, but I've heard things.
You've heard about it. You haven't been there.
No, no one's invited me.
Very sad. They should get on to this. Jeff, if you're listening, get Liam to the foundation.
Yeah, I'm in Auckland this weekend.
Get Liam to the foundation. So they've started a record label. They've been releasing records from artists within their world. Avant-garde music, experimental music, sound exploration, all this kind of stuff. They have a residency program for people to record music in 2023. Ricky Parihi and Abigail Araha Jensen went into the Audio Foundation to record this album, this collection of 12 songs, 12 records that are inspired by what we just talked about, Maui's climb to heaven through the 12 stairs of heaven, going
right
through the realms.
12 songs make sense.
Yeah, this record's divided into four parts, dictated by certain realms of the soul: Poku, Manawa, Koru Koru, and Upoko. These realms anchored their methods of playing by introducing a connecting point in the philosophy of Haora and sound associated with the four doors of Oro. Abigail's a visual and audio artist who lives in Hamilton and is quite decorated, has a BMA from the Waikato Institute of Technology, with honours from the School of Māori Visual Arts. And she's done a whole bunch of fascinating exhibitions around the country while also being a DJ and doing sound art pieces, and in recent years playing around more with Taonga Pōro. Ricky, people listening will be, if I say this is Ricky Gooch, who first emerged in the national consciousness in Trinity Roots, before later on drumming for people like Crowded House, Bekurunga, doing music with Fat Freddy's Drop Orchestra of Spears, Conan Moccasin, Seven Davis Jr., Maura Tike, Recluse. List goes on. Currently performs regularly.
Been around the block.
Oh, I've been around for about 30 years. He does electronic music as Cave Circles. He's the conductor of the 2-1 Conducting Ensemble He plays an orchestra of spears. He does work with Asia, who you had on your show recently, didn't you?
Yes, I did, actually.
How nice is Asia?
Oh, so lovely. So kind. Such a easy person to talk to.
And how good are some of those songs?
Oh, no, they're stupid good. They're right up my alley as well. Like, really tickle my fancy.
There's one in particular. Yeah, no. I think, because it's amazing. Because it's an amazing bilingual R&B record. I thought Breathe New Life was ridiculous.
Yeah,
watery, synthesized one. I was like, this is nuts.
Yeah, what was that? Like, that weird... I hate to use this word, wetness.
The synthesizers, mate. The wetness, it was, I was like, this is unreal.
Yeah.
But I'm saying all of this to say this, you know, Ricky's been involved in a lot of stuff. Abigail's been involved in a lot of stuff. They got their concept in place, and they used a whole bunch of different tongopora, field recordings, electronics, percussion, all sorts of stuff. Water gongs, bells, kalimbas, tongue drums. I mean, it just must have been so funny, the amount of stuff they would have been surrounded with. Kettle drums, modular synthesizers.
And some of this stuff isn't small.
No, and they're two real characters too. They're real funny. You're real funny people, you know. Mm. So it's just like the two of them, you know, kind of jamming it out. These 12 tracks became 12. I think of them as rhythmic ambient pieces. I think of them like their environments or backdrops. It's their headspaces. They're not songs in the sense that you think of a song with a verse and a chorus or something like that. It's more like moving through a space.
Yeah,
you pass through it.
Right.
You pass through that space, and you pass through the next space. Then you pass through the next spaces. You pass through the 12 spaces. It's a sort of record I can see people using for meditations or guided meditations. It's nice on a walk. The sort of music that would sound great playing at a art installation or exhibition.
Yeah.
It's an atmosphere. It's an atmosphere. It's an opportunity to just like take some poise. Just have a little moment, you know, like collect yourself. Really beautiful, really rhythmic, really odd. Probably the, do you think it's going to be the strangest piece of music that they'll hear on air today?
Probably. I'm trying to think about Thursday shows, but nah, this will probably be up there, I suspect.
Yeah.
But it does, but it's not all like, you know, as you said, it gives you that moment to pause and breathe.
I don't think it's obnoxious.
No.
Put it that way. Like, I mean, for me, I was like, okay, this is a specific type of thing. It's to my taste. It's not going to be everyone's taste. I'm well aware of that. But, I mean, nothing. This is just music. Music. You connect to it or you don't. If you really don't like it, someone else really likes it. And if you really like it, someone else really doesn't like it. And, you know, once upon a time, this was the sort of the stuff that animated conversations and debates, you know. People would talk furiously about this kind of thing, you know, why they did or didn't like music. But these days we don't seem to do that. We don't seem to do that as much anymore.
Oh, no, I suppose we don't. But, like, even if you don't sort of like this music, like, take it, this might sound ridiculous, but, like, take it as an opportunity to, like, think or something. Like, music's really good for just getting the brain whirring, like...
Music and walking, Liam.
Yeah.
Music and walking, music and running, music and cycling, music and driving, music and motion. Music and dancing. This is why people go. They go to dance parties and they listen to music and they dance all night and they're exhausted.
Exactly.
And they leave inspired. And sometimes they're so inspired, the feeling of inspiration carries over to the next day.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you just wake up and there is a pep in your step. You're just like, oh my God, I had the best time last night.
You're on a high. You're like, for that period of time, I was able to forget about my worries and cares.
Exactly. It's
a micro holiday. The transportation. And I mean, I suppose Oh, no, we're not. You know, there's such a... This whole thing, like, can turn into quite a punishing conversation. So let's just experience...
Yeah, yeah. Let's
experience the vibes of Rangi Matara.
Yeah. Rangi Matara.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. There you go.
You've
done the classes.
Yeah.
You've done the classes.
I've done the
classes.
This
is the difference. Your generation and my generation, you know, we're well-meaning fuck-ups. You guys are doing it.
Hey, I'm trying. I'm not perfect yet, but we're in here. Anyway, this is Rangi Matara. Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Anyway, here is Rangi Matara by Ricky Pirahi and Abigail Aroha Jensen. Enjoy.
Te wā tēnei mō Hips Picks.